It's vacation season, a time when some people try to take a break from our online all the time culture. Putting down the smartphone, avoiding emails, staying off social media and any other type of media consumption. Some people do that, like tech writer Matt Honan. It's his job to be connected. So when he goes on vacation...
I love to go out into nature. You can be in some really beautiful places very quickly that are very far from any cell phone tower.
Honan says with the advent of wearable tech and ever more widely available internet connections, disconnecting will soon be an important, learned, inevitable life skill.
The information is going to be there, like it's coming, and it's going to be coming at us in ways where we can't avoid it. And so we've got to have the discipline to take those devices off, to turn them off. And it's going to have to be done with intention, because otherwise there's going to be no escaping from it. The feeling of always being connected can make it difficult to create boundaries between your home life and work life. Even when you're at home or on vacation, it can be hard to resist the temptation to check your email, respond to a text from a colleague, or check in on your social media accounts. In a recent study published in the journal Applied Research in Quality of Life, researchers found that technology use played a role in determining an individual's work-life balance. The study suggested that the use of internet and mobile technologies influenced overall job satisfaction, job stress, and feelings of overwork. So doing a digital detox may help you establish a healthier, less stressful work-life balance.
So a week, a day, Matt Honan of Wired Magazine says, take a break, just unplug. Then there's Paul Beer, a software company executive.
Well, I totally agree. But the problem is also evident at school. I have a 15-year-old daughter who's finishing up her sophomore year.
In high school. And Beer says his daughter knew he thought she spent too much time on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So she offered to stop using these sites for a while if I would pay her.
$200, 6 months off social media.
I thought she was joking. I said, you couldn't live without social media. She had repeatedly told me that some of her classmates suffered from severe sleeping problems, depressive symptoms, and increased stress levels already. And I've hardly ever seen her without a phone in the last few months. She claimed that it was hard to escape from this vicious cycle. The main reason why young people felt the constant need to keep checking emails, texts, and social media was mostly the pressure to not miss out on anything.
But she did it with ease, and she was baffled when the internet and TV went crazy with her story.
It warmed my heart to hear her talk about how useless 99% of the chatter in social media traffic is. I was incredibly proud of her.
She turned down all interviews, by the way. And there are other stories like this. A teacher who waived an exam for students who would give up their phones. Another writer who stayed off the internet for a year. He said he learned it was not the internet that was causing his problems. It was him. So we want to hear your story. Tell us about your attempt at digital detox, a week, a day. Tell us what you did, and tell us how it went. However, you do have to use the internet to let us know on Twitter or Facebook. You can find us at NPRATC. And our blog is npr.org/alltech. Looking forward to hearing your stories. Audie Cornish, NPR News.